time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. The many locations of Jethro all over mid-Michigan and West Michigan. We appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend, and we're going to have a little fun today. Fall of the year is here. There's tailgating going on. There's parties with friends. I think we're going to cover a little bit all of that. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. It is the time coming up right now that the smokers seem to be even more beautiful as they roll, because the cool mornings, the cool nights, the smoke rolling off it.
Right.
You know, maybe build a little bonfire, whatever. However you do your barbecue, I don't know. I know getting my bow out now and doing a little flinging of some arrows and heading up to the hunting land to get things ready for the best time of the year.
Right.
I love bow hunting, you know that. And yep. Got a lot of things to be thankful for this year, even though the world seems to be an absolutely bizarre place that nobody recognizes anymore.
Right. Yeah, even the monarchy's changing now. So,
whatever.
You know, with the passing of the queen,
yeah.
I guess. But that's trivial in relation to a lot of things that are going on. But with regard to that, yeah, the bow hunting is coming up. Speaking of old friends we were talking about before the show started here, my Shartucky boys are on October 1st is when bow season opens up, and we have a bow camp, which is nothing more than that early hunting, right, the first day or two or even a week or two of the season.
It's just a family reunion.
Yeah, it's a rebellion that we get together.
Reunion rebellion.
Yeah, but anyway, I've got a lot of cooking that I'm doing for that, and the guy that hosts it, his name's Tim. Tim retired this year. And so it's taking on a whole different complex because he's got a lot of time to play.
Well, I imagine every blind will be manicured now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, as if they weren't before. But now it's to a different level with heaters and the whole deal and rolling office chairs and all of that stuff in them. Kind of hilarious. But,
you can smoke heaters and you're blind?
Right, yeah, exactly. But no, where I was going is for he was in the commercial trades and a bunch of guys went together and bought him a retirement gift, and they sent him to Alaska for a week of fishing for his retirement gift. And he just got back, and he brought back 170 pounds of salmon and about 100 pounds of halibut. And this year, it's going to be fish camp at bow camp, because he's like, Jop, we usually do a bunch of beef or pork. He said, I'd like you to do salmon and halibut. So I'm looking up some recipes. I've done a lot of salmon, but I've never done halibut. I've eaten it a lot of times. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But what am I going to do
so
with it
simple.
On the grill?
Or it's
what
so gonna, simple.
Yeah, on the smoker.
I'll loan you, I have a giant fry pan. Well, you have one too, but I have one that
like a
in
cast?
Particular I like. It's a cast aluminum pan.
Oh, okay.
And it's like no stick.
Okay.
Only it's aluminum. And with halibut, the way I like it anyway, is just lightly seasoned, lightly fried, and then put your herbs or whatever you want to finish it off. And it's just such a wonderful fish. It's the chicken of the sea.
Right. Yep.
The true chicken of the sea.
Yeah.
You ever catch one?
No. Nope.
It's
I've
like
never
pulling
had
up a garbage can lid.
Yeah.
It's amazing because it's just a big flat. It's like a giant silver dollar, right?
Yeah. Aren't they the ones that the eye moves to the other side of their head because they lay on the bottom? I think there's one side that's like pure white that's on the bottom all the time, then the other part is camouflaged to the bottom of the ocean.
Correct. And it's been a few years since I've seen one. So I the ones I had in my freezer all got ruined because an electrician made a mistake.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
That was expensive.
Yeah.
But anyway, good for him. He's going to have some tails.
Right.
And you're going to have some awesome bear bait.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of carcasses.
Yeah, well, he's got it already. He's back. He went and he's back and he brought it all with him.
Oh, it's all filleted already.
It's all filleted, frozen, and ready to go. So he was...
Well, then last year's fish will be this year's bear bait.
Right, right. And he just asked me to cook some up, so I'm gonna do a couple test runs before I go down there and have to perform.
I think you should take Conrad with you.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're gonna need some good music.
Well, there you go.
Right. Yeah. Well, they handle it.
And
that
he likes fish.
Yep.
I do
exactly.
Like fish. Oh yeah.
But you mentioned that the smoker's rolling. I've got one rolling right now. Got a small little retirement party for somebody else today. But like you said, got up this morning, and the butts were on most of the night. The smoke's rolling, and the smell in the air, and it's a little crisp out in the morning, and it's just like, wow, this is where it needs to be right here. I love this time of year. Don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I have a strange situation going on where my kitchen, this company's trying to move out and they can't get into their new building. So they bumped me out again yesterday. I spent yesterday in front of Premier Botanics, our new sponsor, which is right down on Main Street in Lowell. It's a micro dispensary, and they are cool folks. They make everything in the cannabis world. They gave me some of the CBD. It looks like it's in a deodorant container with a big ball on the end, and you just roll it on your elbow, and a couple minutes later, you can already feel it, like taking the pain away. Because when I had that bike accident last year, I messed up my right elbow, and it's
a little tendonitis.
I don't think
or
I'm ever coming back at my age. It's right. Some serious permanent damage. Which is why at 64 you probably don't start riding motorcycles again.
Yeah, that would maybe be an issue.
But anyway, had a good turnout yesterday. So since I got bounced out of my kitchen, and next weekend is the Up and Smoke event next Friday, I thought, well, I'll just go set up there, just do a pop up barbecue, and man, it was awesome. The traffic and a lot of people got to try the barbecue that. Because of where the kitchen is, if depending on how you travel, your routes, your habits,
yeah,
you might not go down that part of Alden Ash and see our signs, and you just might not know who we are. So now I'm right on M21, right across the street from Burger King, so it's perfect. And
yeah, Burger King barbecue. Yeah, okay, I get it.
And cannabis.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Well, the original cannabis shop that went into Lowell was always the joke because it was across the street from the trailer park, right next to the Taco Bell.
Right.
So it was like the devil's triangle. They come across the park, hit the shop, go to Taco Bell, go back to the park.
Right.
It's a money trap.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, it's just a beautiful piece of property. It's corner lot. It's right on a traffic light. And, of course, I had the big Grilling Guys canopy. I'll have that up next Friday. The founder made a 40-foot banner that says Grilling Guys Up in Smoke. So that's really cool.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, these guys are behind us.
Yep.
And that's really nice because we've always enjoyed our relationship with the microbrewers, and we're going to have an old friend on in the segment 3. But we've always enjoyed the relationship with microbrewers, and until you suggested that we take a look at the cannabis industry, I never even gave it 2 thoughts.
Right. Well, and it's something that at our age we grew up with. It was taboo. You didn't talk about it. It was clandestine. You kind of did it.
Hey,
but
that stigma's still there, man.
Right. Yep.
I've got guys who are in the business who have invested in some of these businesses, and they don't tell anybody.
Right.
Because they're afraid it'll hurt their business.
Yeah, and their friends will look down on them or whatever. But
yeah, but they sure do want the CBD. Hey, you got any of that CBD?
Yeah.
Well, your wife already chews the gummies to go to sleep. Jerk.
Right. Yeah, mine does. I know that. And like I said, I was at a convention about 3-4 weeks ago. It's a $3 billion industry in Michigan alone, and it's all over the United States. It's never going away. It's here to stay. They're figuring it out. There's a lot of challenges. The legislatures don't completely understand it yet either.
Well, the government gets to take part of it now.
Right.
They couldn't get it when it was black market.
Right, yeah.
The good news is the cartels are taking a hit on it. So, you know, that's okay.
Well, yeah, I guess, whatever, but
yeah, we don't need to feed the cartels.
Right. So coming up next, we might tackle a few recipes of things that you can do this fall that are kind of just fall nature. I think when I eat these kind of things, they just scream it's the fall of the year. They're a little bit heavier dishes and
a
little bit smoky.
Are you going to talk about Dutch ovens again?
Well,
you know I hate it when you
do that.
No,
that's a piece of equipment. That's not – but pretty much anything that comes out of a Dutch oven screams fall as well. So, but you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM, wherever you are. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll be back.